This I believe. J.H. Nelson is probably one of the last of that great breed of pioneers who built our country. His job with the Bureau of Reclamation has meant that he and his wife spend most of their lives in a wilderness, with their nearest neighbor many miles away. Out of this experience, he has built a strong, independent creed. Here is J.H. Nelson.
Just after the construction of the Bumping Lake Dam in the Yakima Valley of Washington, I left the drug business in the city. With my new bride, I set out for the lake, high in the Cascades, for my new job as caretaker at the dam. We only intended to spend 1 year, but 41 years have passed, and Kitty and I, though now retired, are still there. Part of my job is maintaining 22 miles of telephone line. In winter, on skis, this was a real chore. One January, I repaired a break 17 miles away and then returned to our halfway cabin 11 miles from home. 23 miles that day. It had snowed constantly since I left home. When I awoke the next morning, a real blizzard was raging. I telephoned Kitty and said I would break trail as far as I could and return to the cabin that night. I traveled only 2 miles that day. It looked as though I would be there for a week. Then I had the wild idea of having Kitty close the gates of the reservoir. I thought I could travel on foot in the empty riverbed. Kitty closed the gates. I promised to turn back if it was not feasible. Next morning, I used the trail I had made the previous day. I stacked my skis and started up the river. In just seconds, I realized that the riverbed was a glare of ice and it would be impossible to keep dry shod. Traveling was slow and vision was poor, for the storm never relented. I well remember one place where I had to select one of three channels. The river is quite a distance from the road, and it was all new country to me. I chose the right one, I know not why. Frequently, I would wade pools rather than fight my way through the deep snow on the river bank. When the water went above my knees, my hair would nearly raise my hat off. When I finally reached the bridge, 1 mile from home, it was dark, but I rested beneath its shelter. There were Kitty's footprints in the fresh snow made earlier in the day when she had been looking for me. Soon I was on my way and at the agreed-upon place were skis and poles. Just as I reached them, Kitty appeared with a lighted lantern to guide me. I had been 10 hours in the river. When Kitty and I met that night in the storm, we fell into each other's arms and cried, unashamed. Our love was never more devout than in that moment of reunion. For 41 years, we have witnessed the spring when the evergreens are tipped with their new growth, and the forest floor alive with trilliums, lilies, Canada dogwood, and wild orchids. We have seen the summers with the moonlight on the lake and have heard the thunderstorms rattling up and down the valleys. Then comes the fall when the hillsides are aflame with the orange and yellows of the tamaracks and cottonwoods and the red of the maple and mountain ash. Too soon comes winter, which means snow and storms, but also times of living in a fairy land of trees laden with white and of crystal clear nights when Mother Nature wears blue and has most of her diamonds on. I know that the great architect who fashions these many facets of nature walked up the river with me that day in January. Kitty was my beacon, and God was my companion.
That was J.H. Nelson of Goose Prairie, Washington. He sums up his years of experience as a good life, all predicated on good health, and a wife named Kitty.